when the boll weevils hit and they quit the cotton crop here. I can just barely remember real well when, because I was big enough that I helped work it that year, that we didn't even take a sack to field and pick a lock of cotton because the boll weevils hit and there wasn't enough to feed it. My dad rented this place here and had it all in cotton. And they had a lot of cotton down where he lives. And we didn't even pick a lock of cotton that fall. But the year before, we made a pretty good cotton crop, I can remember.
Did you have to get weeds out of the cotton?
Yes, we had to.
You say you were doing?
Hoe the weeds out in the grass.
Yeah. And when you were raising that, about mid-July, was there a time where you'd leave the cotton alone, you wouldn't get in?
Yes, sir. You'd lay it by about 1st of July, lay it by, or quit plowing it, we call it.
Yeah, so
you wouldn't have anything else to do to it till you got ready to pick it.
Yeah.
Along in about September, October.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people went ahead of raising cotton after the boll weevils hit so bad because they started spraying it. But Dad said if he could make it without picking any and planting it, he could surely make it without planting it and, working in it. He just going to quit the cotton. So we just went more to cattle from then on, corn and hay.
Y'all raised some corn?
Yes, we used to raise corn. We'd take, I can remember, had a lot of land up south of his house there. We cleared it and planted it in corn.
Yeah. Would you use anything, Raymond, to break up the land finer with when you, after you?
Yes, we'd use a disc.
Disc?
Mm-hmm.
Or them old spring tooth things, yeah?
Yes, we used tires.
Tires, that sort of thing.
Tires.
About them old wagons, they had something going down the middle of them. You know, that thing?
The tongue,
yeah. And you had to keep them wheels, had to keep them rolling real smooth.
Well, you had put axle grease on them.
Yeah, you had to keep them well.
Take them off, they had a hub or a thimble, they call it, and you'd take the wheel off every once in a while and put some grease on there and it'd turn real smooth and quit squeaking. You didn't keep them greased, you'd get squeaking off of that.
Yeah. That was that old black stuff, right?
Old get black axle grease, yeah.
Your hands were all...
Yeah.
You just get it on your hands, get your hands off.
Well, I wasn't really big enough to help with much of that. I've seen it done, but...
Yeah.
I was... real small. Because we did, after Dad bought that tractor, he fixed him up a trailer, and we used it more so to go from here to town, and we did a wagon. And see, I wasn't over 6-7 year old then, and I can't remember a whole lot about when we pretty well quit using the wagon. Of course, we used it a lot on the place to haul our fertilizer on out to the field when we was growing crops or gather up wood, gather corn. But we wouldn't have to, it didn't take much repair upkeep on the wagon no more than we used it then.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Dad's one could tell you all about the old, farming with teams and everything, because I mean, but actually, we hadn't done a whole lot of farming, other than the grass farming and cattle. I was just at the age where they just quit the